And as we think about preparing for the future and changing economies, we want to take a look at the latest news about the state of the US economy. Today, the Commerce Department reported that the nation's gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 2.6% in the late summer and early fall. That suggests a shift from the first half of the year when GDP shrank. But of course, it's not so simple. NPR Chief Economic Correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now to talk it over. Hey, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you.
So the report shows the economy made modest gains. Why isn't this a cause for celebration?
Well, it's maybe a muted celebration. It does show that the economy is not in recession. 2.6% growth rate is a little better than forecasters expected, and it's better than the average growth rate in the decade before the pandemic. But that number is pumped up a little bit by trade flows, which are not likely to be repeated. Exports were up in the third quarter and imports were down. That's likely to change as the strong dollar cuts into exports and makes imports more attractive. If you strip out trade and some of the other noisy factors in this report, what you see is an economy that's kind of limping along. It is growing, but not very fast.
Mm. So what's holding the economy back?
Certainly, inflation is one handicap. That's cutting into people's buying power. And then you also have the Federal Reserve's efforts to combat inflation by aggressively raising interest rates. That also puts the brakes on economic growth. You can really see the effects of those higher interest rates in the housing sector. Housing's a big component of GDP, and it just fell off the cliff in the third quarter. Freddie Mac said today that the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage now tops 7% for the first time in two decades. I spoke to Trevor Reddick, who's a home builder in Georgia. He's definitely feeling the slowdown.
When rates started going up drastically, we cut our production on speculative homes in half. We weren't sure what the market was going to bear, and so we didn't want to overbuild. You know, I think the rates we're starting to see now at 7%, I would classify them as a shutdown rate. I mean, that's when a lot of people are really getting priced out of the market.
Mortgage rates have more than doubled over the last year. And of course, home prices have also gone up during that time. So the average monthly payment has soared from around $1,200 to more than $2,000. And that's just more than a lot of would-be buyers can afford.
I mean, a shutdown rate, those are strong words. Why is the Federal Reserve pursuing such a strategy that might end up, as Reddick says, pricing most out of the market?
Well, the central bank is doing this deliberately. It's trying to make it more expensive to borrow money in order to cool off demand and bring inflation under control. Now, Reddick says he understands that. He just wishes the Fed had started cracking down on inflation earlier, so maybe we wouldn't need such strong medicine now.
I think what they're doing is a necessary evil. I mean, you know, they're essentially trying to create a recession to prevent a depression. And I think they're really raising rates a little too drastically. In other words, I think they should have raised rates sooner than they did. They kept them too low for too long.
The Fed is expected to raise interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point when policymakers meet next week.
Any change, Scott, in the sectors of the economy that inflation is hurting the most?
Housing certainly getting hammered the most. We should say consumer spending, which is the number one driver of the economy, continued to grow in the third quarter, albeit not as fast as the previous 3 months. Consumers are still spending, even though prices are climbing faster than wages for most people. The other bright spot in the economy is the job market. You know, U.S. employers have added nearly 3.8 million jobs so far this year. The unemployment rate is historically low, just 3.5%. This morning, we got our weekly snapshot of unemployment claims, and they're still historically low, so layoffs remain rare. And that's the number of people who are receiving unemployment has fallen by more than half since this time last year.
Well, good to end on some bright spots. NPR's Chief Economic Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.